Bella D'Angelo Show. A unique voice in conservative talk radio can now be heard, irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
Oh, I, someday, you know, Eric, I was laughing so hard. I was trying to come up with something to share in this segment of, I mean, you know, I can outdo anybody's story, but I got to talk about the day that your relief, and, you know, I was teasing you because you were saying how, you know, you're kind of dry on the air with me, and then your brother came on Monday, and actually your brother outdid you on the dry section, but I got to say something. John, your relief was one of the hardest guys to, like, get him to cut up and get loose, you know, and really laugh. But I tell you what, we tore it up one day when we were on FarmersOnly.com. First, though, so I don't lose anybody yet, if you're new listening to the show, we will get to some seriousness, but first we have to giggle. I mean, I need some comedic relief. I mean, for the love of God, I'm from the love of crude oil that is transplanted to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Some days work out okay. Other days, I do leave some body bags alongside the road. I'm sorry. It's just my job. I've got to do what I need to do to get rid of the stupidity and the madness. But we've got a great show tonight, and we have my dear friend and brother from the UK, Mark Sutherland, that's going to come on at 7:15 talking about. We have got, so this is an exciting time to be living in. I mean, Brexit, they voted to get out. But before we get to all that, because we've got to do the next thing in November, but okay, so yes, I was in the oil field, and you guys took your job very seriously, meaning attending to Isabella. So one day I was out cleaning, and before I got to cleaning, John was there, and I was going on and on about, you know, what have I always bitched about for like the last 7,000 years or something, meeting a nice guy, right? So John's idea was to go on FarmersOnly.com. Eric, I trust you haven't been there, at least
I haven't been
without
there. Farmers Only, huh? I'll have to look at that now.
I mean, there's a reason why they're all single, and I could not believe there was a goat kisser on there. He was kissing his goat, and that was his profile picture.
Wow.
It wasn't just one either. He dressed his goat up, huh?
That's farmers, you know, that's their livelihood, the goats and the pigs and the cows and the sheep and whatever else they do, you know, they love those animals.
But I said to John that day, I was like, and that wasn't the only, no, he even dressed the goat up and had other various poses, kissing his damn goat. I mean, I know it's lonely, boys, but really? Dressing your goat up? So then there were, and the rest of all these people, so I finally looked at John and I said, I think I've got my calling. I said, I think I need to go out and school these boys how they might actually need to change their wardrobe and their stance and get them modeling so we maybe can help some of these guys out. Lord have mercy. We laughed so hard that day, but it took on, of course, the oil field knows about everything that I was doing out there. I swear they used to hold their own personal conference call, updating everybody and telling them how they're going to pull one over on me. So then I go to Josie. So I was at Josie Wales Rig, and Ginger was there. They had wild well control out there. You know that's not a good day, right, Eric?
Yep.
So, and I think you heard about when that rig caught on fire. Now, this was 2 years ago, and then they brought out wild well control to contain the situation. I was actually called the night of the fire and was asked if I would give a prayer to everybody, and, of course, I did because they were all my friends and family out there. But when everything was kind of contained, I was able to go out there and hang out and have dinner and cook with Josie and Ginger. And so, of course, I'm telling Ginger that I've been on ChristianMingle.com and some of the other sites that I was just for nothing else. As I told Wilson one day, I said, if nothing else, it just brings more material to the radio show because I don't believe on online dating, but I was a little bored, imagine that. And so I was surfing around. Well, of course, Ginger put the kibosh on this ChristianMingle.com because he said the minute they hit your radio station, I don't think anyone's going to buy any of that. But no, here's the thing. So the Clive Bundy Ranch is under siege at that time. And so that was not too far away from when I actually had Clive Bundy on my show. Well, Josie tells me that he can't believe that he's met this roughneck that actually came up to him in all seriousness, Eric, cannot make this shit up, walked up to him and said, hey, I've been watching this Bundy Ranch thing. I'm a little concerned. Do you think that my goats are in jeopardy? Because, because the BLM wanted to take, the Bundy's cattle and whatnot. And yeah. Josie just kind of shook his head and walked away. And, he was like, that boy ain't right, So I'm sitting in the company man's shack that day as we're yucking it up. We're going over all the different sites. And I'm showing some of these clowns and characters and poses and pictures from farmers.com and mingles.com and christianmingles.com, all of this madness. We're having so much fun. Well, then all of a sudden Josie goes, hey, here he is, the goat warrior. So he walks in the door and Josie said to me, hey, Bella, I want you to meet, I don't remember his name, but anyways, and he winks at me and he goes, he's single. And I said, oh, great. And I said, don't tell me you're on farmersonly.com. And he goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. And then I said, please don't tell me that you have goats. And he said, oh, I do. I've been very worried about them. I don't know if they were setting me up. It couldn't have because he said it so simple and sincere. And then of course, you can't, a farmer, okay, maybe if he passes a few litmus tests, but a farmer that kisses goats, the only thing next to it could be even uglier is that he's like a cat, the old man in the house with like 1,000 cats. So then I said to him, I said, please tell me you don't have cats. And he said, oh, I have lots of them. He says, I adopt them on a regular basis. And then just to be kind of, smart ass me, I just kind of turned my head and I said, and I suppose he still lives at home with his mother. And he actually admitted, he said, what? He said, of course I do. He said, and I just, the whole thing, I swear, I was thinking today when I was in Panera Bread, okay, are these not all signs of what has built this generation of, and here's the thing, I was telling Frank earlier today, I gotta stay out of handcuffs and back seats, which, I was Hollywood in the oil field when they found out about the few times that I had cuffs in a back seat, but the only thing that'll probably land me cuffs and a back seat, Eric, I can't take the man bun thing. Is it an epidemic? Has it like reached Billings, Montana? You know what I'm talking about?
Hasn't gotten that bad yet. We're working on it.
I used to say, what happened to men and to ladies? And ladies being ladies, dressing, like a lady should, and a man dressing as a man should. And so I'm walking in Panera as I'm grabbing a bowl of soup while I'm getting ready to do the show tonight. And, there's this guy walking in front of me, and his hair is longer than hers. Because I used to always say, if the man's rear is bigger than yours and your hair is shorter than his, you might want to consider a few things. Can we not become a little bit more ladylike? But no, so this guy has got longer hair than her, and I'm telling you, it's a massive epidemic. So if I just go ballistic one day and lose it and just start chopping these man buns, I want to do my part to try and get these guys to understand what being a man is. I don't understand. Did Caitlyn Jenner host some type of massive symposium intervention here in Minneapolis? Anybody?
Anybody? Chevrolet is dead, right? Feminism movements worked on that for a long time.
Oh, I tell you what. But what we are in the middle of is a huge, massive movement, a revolution, an exciting time to be alive, an exciting time to be a part of all of this that is going on in this country, all of this standing up to the New World Order, the establishment, all of those that really didn't think that we were going to rise up. And so I want to give a shout out to the guys at Midas here in Maple Grove. I became really good friends with Dennis and a couple of the other guys. So I was dying because the first time I met Dennis and the guys at Midas, they helped me out when I was driving the Audi last summer, and the Audi overheated when I was doing roof dancing. Well, I am not one to be left out in the heat, and so I panicked pretty bad when the Audi overheated, and I had to call the guys up. They got the car in right away, and you never know who you're dealing with when you go into a brand-new garage, especially being a woman. And so, but they took really good care of my car, and they became one of the first listeners to the radio show. Well, Dennis and I have had many, many interesting conversations. He's a little bit of a tin hatter some days. But, Eric, I'm telling you, it's reached kind of epic proportions with the young man. And so I stopped in to check on him tonight, and he wasn't there. He was off, but I was talking to his partner in crime. So this is just how far down the rabbit hole he's gone. He actually has his little backpack loaded for heading, as he says, he's heading for prepping land. And his cohort was saying to him, well, where are you going to go? I mean, most people have land or something planned out. He's so convinced that we're going down and that, you know, the New World Order has taken over. And, you know, what kills me, Eric, you see the clips on Facebook when people are still posting about the UN vehicles being scattered across the U.S. Yeah, and the FEMA camps. And I tell you what, you know you've come a long way. When I was laughing with them, and I said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll come back to check on Dennis tomorrow or the next day. I'm going to snap some pictures of FEMA camps. I'm going to Photoshop them, and I'm going to stick them right in Maple Grove. I'm going to show a bunch of drones, the UN vehicles, all this stuff. But, Eric, you know from your years of being around me that I've come a long ways when that doesn't get me into the panic mode. And yeah. I never did believe that this government had the capability to actually enact such an act in this country. Did I believe that they had that in their process and what they wanted to do to this country? Sure, but there's a lot of problems behind it. If you actually capture American citizens and put them in FEMA camps, you have to actually take care of them, you know, feed them, monitor them, the whole thing. And the thing is, this administration is so incompetent, so incapable, so incestuous. The military has got absolutely no regard for them. What I see with the Secret Service agent that's coming out against Hillary, the water buffalo hag, can't help her. Unfortunately, we've had another terror attack in Istanbul, Turkey, which I've said this all along. This is what Trump brought to the forefront. Unfortunately, we're not done with Ramadan yet. I don't believe that we are done with more attacks throughout the world, here in the U.S., but all of this feeds into, and I had a really nice conversation with one of the Trust Bets guys. By the way, all of my merchandise is up on my website. John Van Buren of Forest Lake Printing does all of my shirts, the dog tags, the steel toe boots with the Fed, the F up, Go Trump on it. Great guy. And when I visited with him today to get my T-shirts and the rest of my dog tags, and he paid me such a big compliment because he said that he loves listening to the show and he doesn't like walking away from it. He has to pause it because he doesn't know what I'm going to say next. And that's what makes my day when I hear one more listener, one more person tuning in and appreciating all that we're doing here in this very unique conservative talk radio show. But I said to him, I said, you know, it reminded me when Mark, and we're going to bring Mark on after the break, when Mark was saying that the thunder and lightning, it was as if, and Frank said this too, biblical-like storms, the eve of the vote to get out of the European Union. And I've said this is a fight between good and evil. It's a fight between Christianity and Islam. And we truly don't have 4 more years to wait this thing out because we are at a catastrophic point. Are we going to fight, baby, fight to take it back, or are they going to win? But the biggest win was over at the UK, and we will bring Mark on after our next break because now the next exit has to not only be the muzzy, sympathizing thug, Barry, but we've got to stop Hillary, and we've got to go Trump. All right, Don, take us to our first break. We'll be right back.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo, Eric Olson, and Mark Sutherland. You know what, guys? I would give anything right now, instead of being rabbit-ass buck-naked in my mobile studio, I would rather that I was in the frozen food section right now talking to you, Mark, because it is 81 degrees here. I don't know what I'm going to do next Wednesday. It's going to be like 90-something. But if I could figure out a way to be sitting in Lunds or Byerly's in the freezer section, you know, I've done my show in a lot of different places. Even stranger places than a frozen food section, but whatever. I will figure it out, and I do whatever I need to do because this is one girl that loves her country and wants to make a difference. And my history with the UK started a long time ago in the very beginning of the show when I got involved with the guys doing the Danish Defense League. And, you know, if I ever thought it was going to get to this point or also this, as you and I were talking, Mark, the other day, it's not that I believe I'm going to make an actual difference through this whole revolution that we're in, but we've never been living in times like this, and I'm just glad that I'm part of it, and I'm glad and honored to have such a wonderful friend and brother from across the pond, and we've got a lot to be excited about because you guys voted out, and the work has just begun to run all of the criminal thugs out of the UK. How are you doing tonight, Mark?
Hi, Bella. Hi, Eric. It's absolutely delight to be back on with you guys. So thank you very much, Bella. And we can now start our export business of goats from the UK to your part of the world and get some different photographs going. But it was an incredible vote. And you were just talking about the storm. I mean, absolutely right. On the eve of the election, I think we had unprecedented lightning strikes that have never been recorded, the most sort of lightning strikes ever. Something like 7,000 that evening or something, which for us is a heck of a lot.
It's like God's fireworks in Revelation, huh?
I'll tell you what, Eric, there is no doubt about it to me. I just felt it was a real sort of indication of spiritual warfare, total and utterly. And there were polling stations being flooded and everything. And I'm not going to sit here and lie that I wasn't praying that those kind of things that would happen, because it was going to be tight. We always knew it was going to be tight. And if I'm honest with you, when I woke up Friday morning, my mouth was on the floor. I couldn't believe what had happened. And now there's a backlash. There's a backlash as in, you know, there's been loads of people going, we want another referendum and all this. But the key thing is, and is that we have voted to leave a system that is undemocratic. And if people to understand that there are 24 commissioners at the top that people cannot elect, and that the whole thing was planned to be like that from 1924 and then it eventually came into being in 1950, but it was to create a supranational government that was created by stealth, and it came in. And what has really frustrated me, Bella and Eric, is that a lot of people have just seen it on economic terms and have not seen the history and the real issues. And I suppose that's because I've read particular books or looked at things, and then with what I filmed called Flexit the Movie, which is a presentation of the definitive EU exit plan. But in this, and you've got the same over there, guys, where you are doing what you can to educate people. There's no excuse now. We have the internet. We have all the resources at our hand. And I just do not understand, except for I have to come to a conclusion. And Bella, we've discussed this. Eric, we've discussed this. Yep. Where there has to be like a normalcy bias, where people will not face the truth. And Bella, you've just mentioned things like all the FEMA camps and all that. And people go, no. You're a tin hat. You're a conspiracy theorist and all that. They are real. And as you have mentioned, there's photographs of UN trucks. I don't know what's going on, but they are real. They're a real event. So when we had, they threw everything at the Leave campaign. And I'm not saying that the information from the Leave campaign at times was good. I'm not saying the information on the Remain side was good, as in all the lies and all the rest. And unfortunately, no one really had a plan. We've never discussed a plan. And then suddenly, we're all discussing it. And so we are, which is ridiculous. Actually, and utterly ridiculous. We're now having the debate that we should have done before, right? We're now having that. So at the moment, we have 16 million people in mourning because we've decided to come out of the EU. We've decided to come out of the single market where we can trade with 500 million people without tariffs. And they then don't realize that they're now free to trade with 2.2 billion people in the rest of the world. And you guys, after your president flying in and going, you mustn't leave the EU, because the sky will fall in, or the Thames will turn red, or as I said earlier, you know, the four horses of the apocalypse.
Yeah, they're arrogant for that, man.
I mean, and chicken licking. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But so he comes in and says all that, and then suddenly it's like, oh, we'd like to have a trade deal with the UK now. Then Canada again would like to have a new trade deal with you. Then New Zealand, I think, were the first in line, say, would like to set up a trade deal. Then there are Switzerland again. We'd like to have that. There's a list. There's a list of six, seven, maybe more countries already that are coming and going, actually, we don't believe the chicken licking is going to. This guy's going to fall in. We're going to come and have a deal with you. And even Soros coming in, don't even start me going, the end of the world and all the rest. And we know who he is. So globalists.
You saw what the stock market's doing today. It's nearly back up to 18,000, so it didn't have any effect on any of the
precisely.
Markets.
Precisely. And the pound's gone up and down the net level. Now, all right, certain things are manipulating all the rest. And it is about confidence. And for some reason, the UK thinks it can't have anything to do with the rest of Europe. Of course it can have something to do with the rest of Europe. It just doesn't seem to understand that, you know. So what is the problem? And it's like The walls of Jericho have come down. We've all been, you know, some of us have been marching around there. The walls of Jericho have come down. And it's as though people won't leave. They can't believe that. They still think they're in the prison. And, oh, I'm happy with these shackles. They're gold and they're really, really nice. And I don't want to leave. Now it's as though, guys, you have got the way of getting back in touch with heritage, getting all the other trading routes open, getting in touch with the Commonwealth, and getting going. And again, I mean, I had the privilege to be on a radio station earlier today as well. But again, it's to say to everyone that this plan to get us into the EU, you know, had been from 1924, but for us, 1961, Ted Heath negotiating to get us in, and then De Gaulle saying, no, you don't need that, you're not landlocked. And then 1968, started negotiating. In 1973, we were taken in to what was called a common market, where countries didn't have trade barriers and we could trade with them. Then in 1975, there was a referendum to say, do we want to stay in or not? And people voted to stay in because they thought it was a common market.
Yeah.
But that common market then turned out, by deception, to be a political union. And I'm praying that this is true, that we are, the whole thing is going to collapse anyway. The whole thing is going to collapse. But I believe that we have had to cause the precipice to get out. And in the end, I think, you know, we can help ourselves, but we can actually help other countries in the future. And
I think
they
a bunch more countries start to jump out of the union now, too, with your success.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the French have maybe said no, but that's going to be up for debate. I'm amazed that Greece hasn't come along. That Greece hasn't come along and said, right, you know, we want to leave. I'm absolutely amazed by that. And again, to say to listeners out there, in the Greek case, people have to understand when we look at, you know, we hear about these banks, we hear about companies like Goldman Sachs and stuff like that. Goldman Sachs fiddled the account to get Greece into the European Union. They fiddled it, and that is documented. And you walk around in total and utter disbelief to the kind of lunacy that's gone on, and now they're totally tied into the system because of,
you know, that's that one world order thing, right? And you know, Ted Cruz's wife was a big player in Goldman Sachs, and that's why we were nervous about him getting hold of the president.
Well, they need it. Well, absolutely. And Junior Bush, Eric, wasn't it? The whole thing of, you know, we have the Amero, we then join Mexico with America, and we join Canada. And Heidi Bush was all, not Heidi Bush, but Heidi Cruz, rather,
Heidi
was
Cruz.
All part of that.
Yeah, she was all part
of that. And there she is. It really, do you know what? And Bella, you said this earlier. It is evil, and it's become so much in your face. But we are aware of this. That's what's shocking to us. We're aware of this. We've come a long way.
What part is shocking, Mark? And then we got to go into a break. What part is shocking?
Well, I think because it is so out there, that's why it's shocking. But what is shocking to me is that so many people cannot see it yet. They can't see it. And some people have got a long way to go.
Brainwashing.
Precisely.
The press doesn't put it out there. You've got to dig hard to find out what's really going on, like we have in the Tea Party and what you're doing over there and what Bella does. We look at all the stories and wade through the BS to get to the real answers.
Hey, guys, we got to take a quick break. Mark, can you hang with us into the next section?
Yeah, I can. I'd love to. Thank you.
Okay, great. I here's the one thing. Is it that it's so shocking, or is it that it is that much more obvious to see now that we've got somebody really coming out and kicking ass and scaring them? You know, when you get unseated and you lose a bit of your edge and your confidence, your default is far more arrogance to try and cover up for your fear. And I believe that that's what's going on, because these people had no idea what was coming around the corner, and it's called Donald J. Trump, Brexit, and let's take our countries back. All right, Don, take the next break. We'll be right back.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than polar builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified polar builders. Upgrade your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
Bag, Bella D'Angelo, Marcus Sutherland, Eric Olson. So when I was on the Patriot, I used to have the producer hold up two pieces of paper, trouble and in trouble, just to get me to mind my P's and Q's and I's and T's and all the rest of that, and think about all the bullshit that I had to restrain myself from. But Don gave me free will and reign the other day when he said, yeah, we don't adhere to FCC. The only reason you need to stop swearing is if you're going to go to radio. Yeah, I'll clean up my act when I get to the radio station, but I don't feel particularly politically correct, and I'm not politically correct. It's just FCC is a little sensitive, unfortunately. But no, last show, I didn't hear my going in and out, so I fixed it, guys. I put focus on a piece of paper, and I duct taped it to my window, because by God, we're going to produce the best damn unique radio show and get people listening and paying attention, because we've got to get it right in November. It would be awfully sad if the UK breaks free and we're over here being dragged around by that he-she water buffalo windbag panic suit killery, which, you know, I was talking to a woman, and as I left Panera today, she asked me what beverage I was carrying, and I've quit drinking Diet Coke, and I had my lovely little herb hibiscus tea that I was drinking. And then I asked her if she listened to talk radio, and she does. And so then I said, are you a Trump fan? And she said, well, I typically vote Republican. And she said, however, we've got Trump or Hillary. And she said, I can't fathom Hillary. It's as if, and she said, I just want Trump to be more presidential. I want him to put his putting down and his condescending tone away. She said, I think his kids have a little bit more polish than him. And I said, he is becoming more presidential. And if you listen to his speech, he has slowed down, and he's surrounding himself with very good people. It's as if Mark and Eric, there's more of a vote against Hillary, at least where I am, than anything else, which brings a lot of hope and optimism to me, because I never thought I'd hear this much stop Hillary, and we need to. Eric?
That's certainly right. And if you watched her today, she was kind of leaning on her podium and talking kind of real lightly and slow with very little emotion, and making basically rude comments about Trump and company, which a lot of it didn't make any sense. So I think she is losing it, and maybe that's why Billy Boy and Attorney General Lynch got together in a private meeting in a private plane somewhere to talk about what's going on.
I don't think she's very well at all. And what is really interesting, Bella, is over here there are people. I heard something today that David Miliband, who was a Labour MP, and he lost his seat. At one point, he was going to be running the Labour Party, and he's over in America running a charity. I think his wife is American. And the whole idea is that there's one plan to get him back to the UK so he stands as the Labour Party. But I heard today, and I've been trying to find it, is that he may actually end up serving in the Clinton administration if she manages to win. And what shocks me is how she is portrayed. Well, it's how she is portrayed over here, where people in the Labour Party and women think, oh, she's fantastic, bloody puff. And with great respect to Bella and everyone else listening, it's like, so you're only actually talking about her as another woman over here because it could be the first female president. But you're not looking at who she is, what she's done, what she's part of, how much she's defended her husband's disgusting sexual appetite and all the other financial dealings and all the rest. And you are just prepared to not look at that. So it comes back to what you were saying and saying about the shock, that there is this total and utter disconnection to the truth and what's standing in front of them. Do you think that's a fair comment, guys?
Well, I mean, when I stopped out at roof dancing the other week, which I it's not that I pray for hail, but if we do get hail, I'll be out back roof dancing again. And they're great guys that own it. They're Russian. And I was talking to Steve about what's going on right now with Trump. And he said, and he spewed the same talking points that when you hear these talking points, he's racist, he hates Hispanics, he hates women, he's lewd, he abuses women, he's a failure, he's a liberal, he gave all this money to the Clintons. That is sound bites from the regular media. So, and that's what I said to him. I said, where do you get your information? And he goes, well, the media. Where else? I mean, that's why I created this show and so many of us that blew up Blog Talk. I mean, we are created by what we take and listen and learn from. So unless you have a reason to become involved, or unless someone touches your life or gets you to listen or says something that makes you stop and take notice, which is why I do what I do, running around talking to everybody. I mean, it went so far as, Mark, I didn't tell you this, but I had Frank on my iPad. You and I should do this. I Skyped him from the UK. Frank is over in the UK, too. I Skyped him, and he was on my iPad. I got an iPad Air, and I put the screen so it was forward facing out in front of the shopping cart. And I walked around Cub Foods, the grocery store, talking to people and letting Frank talk to the people that I was talking about.
Brilliant. Well,
brilliant. And I want to be most, See, here's the thing. If that's how we get people paying attention. It's the most simple, basic thing in the world. It's what built this radio show. It's what I have 18, 20-year-old, like I don't want to call them groupies, but, I mean, when I go to Panera, when I go to Cub, when I go to the gas station, these kids are listening and tuning in. And that's the audience I'm trying to capture because, you know, I say this all the time. What media outlet is giving these young, uninformed, who's going to attract them? I mean, you can't tell anybody to tune in. Well, Glenn Beck has lost his mind. I wish Mark Levin would shut up. He's a never-Trumper. But, you know, get him to listen to Hannity or Rush. You just can't do it. But we can have a big impact by us talking to these people and asking simple things. So I was at the gas station a couple days ago. There was a young Hispanic lady, and I asked her if she listened to talk radio, if she was voting, and she said yes, and she said, I'm voting Hillary. I said two simple things. I said, okay. I said, you saw the Orlando terror attack? She said, yep. And I said, do you want to worry that your child could be blown up in a terror attack at any given moment? We are in the second Somalia of the U.S. And she just stared at me. And I said, well, our government and our military, we're not going after them. I said, the second thing is, I said, do you pay attention to your paycheck and how much is taken out of your paycheck? She just kind of stared at me. And I said, well, if you want more and less of a paycheck, well, guess who's listening to my radio show? You don't have to go very high level to get people paying attention and listening. I give the M&M theory when I talk, when they say, well, this is about bringing over immigrants and they can assimilate. And I say, I'm going to throw a bag of M&Ms at you, but only one will kill you. And then they say, well, maybe I'll just bite a little off of everyone. Yeah, and ISIS doesn't behead. I mean, here's the thing. We're living in dangerous times. We've got stupid, I don't want to even say stupid. They are purposely dismantling and turning this country into the countries that all of those that are leaving coming to here. We are building an army from within. That's why the sympathizing, muzzy thug, Barry, will do nothing. We will continue to have this. I mean, it's out of control, this immigration. And Hillary herself wants, what, guys, 500% more of these coming into the country, I think?
Right. It's all part of that one world order thing. But, hey, Mark, you had that big blow-up out there in Turkey. It was one of the more secure airports in the world. What's going on with that?
I heard about that today. I mean, I can't, I'm not sure on details. I find it interesting that that has just, well, it's sad it's happened. But I find it interesting that it's just happened after the vote. But Bella, going back to what you were saying about educating young people, you know, Bella Ellerick, we had the same thing over here, where suddenly the people that wanting to remain were going for the young people, trying to wake them up, but not giving them all the facts, and then it's backlash where they've said, well, all you older people have voted us out. And you, to encourage you two, you're absolutely bang on the money, because you're going around waking them up one by one and giving them the facts. So it's the same over here, wherever I have been, and especially before the vote, and just trying to talk to people. And then to say, well, you know, we've got some real issues that we have to look at. And Turkey is, of course, Turkey is an interesting thing, because they want Turkey to come into the EU, which would then mean that there's 70 million people there. It's likely that they've then got free movement of access then with all those issues. And it means that in regard to geography, the EU border has then expanded way up in, you know, Iran and Iraq's direction. And you can't quite believe this and what is actually going on. And Bella, you said it earlier, where it's consequences. So we have gone into Syria. We're bombing the crap out of Syria. Our government even voted to go, we need to send more planes to bomb and turn it absolutely, I can't even imagine what it's like to live out there. And then we wonder why all these people want to flee that part of the world and come across Europe. And this, it goes back to our earlier thing, this is deliberate. It is utterly and utterly deliberate. And again, when we say, you've said it, Bella, when we say shocking, I suppose what it shocked me is that suddenly it's so much out in the open and you can just see it. The playbook, we're starting to actually say, right, and now they're going to do this and now they're going to do that. I mean, Eric, they held back. The EU wants to found its own army, right? They have held that back. They have denied that. They then denied, of course, Turkey coming into the EU and stuff like that. Now, I don't wonder what they're going to have a discussion about that after very, you know, sadly about this particular event that's gone on. We don't know who's done that. I mean, at various times there are false flags all over the place. We don't know. We don't know who is behind that. I'm just sad
it is quite the mess. I don't know if you saw lately, but our attorney general here said we have to fight this Islamic problem with love. And then I saw where Merkel just made a similar comment today about you can't fight these Islam problems with guns. You need to fight them with compassion and understanding.
And guys, we're going to go to our next break. Hang on, we're going to go to our next break. But I can't wait for Donald J. Trump to be debating that fat windbag nasty he-she panic suit killery. Because the thing is, this was her administration that created this vacuum and this mess, and she's as responsible as the sympathizing muzzy thug, Barry. ISIS is, that is their legacy. So when it comes time to debating, and I just love the new attack ad against Hillary by the NRA, driving back to Benghazi and those who won't be able to vote. But we've got to fight, baby, fight. And I just can't wait, because when I was saying earlier, there would not be any hope or optimism if we had Rubio, Bush, Cruz, Kasich, any of those Nancy skirts trying to go up against the Hillary machine. We wouldn't have a chance. I would be a full-time stripper pole girl and comedian, because I would have to get my kicks somewhere, because I couldn't sit and try and fight for those Nancy skirts, because they're all the establishment. They're all part of the problem. Their whole reason why Donald J. Trump is running the Trump train. We got to fight, baby, fight. We'll be right back. Take it down.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that, again, is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo, Mark Sutherland, and we'll try and let Eric say something in this last segment. But, no, you guys, I want to say I'm very blessed. As much as I say I have tough days being outside the oil fields, I couldn't be working for a better group of guys. It's Great Northern Granite. I get to wear my steel toe boots. I get to wear my jeans. I am finally not fired for being me. And I'm working in the good old boy network of the construction world. So yesterday morning I was driving in, and a contractor called me, and he was telling me that I wasn't pestering him because I'd left him a voicemail. And I started on my rant because, you know what, Eric and Mark, I was really ready to sit at a rig and ranting away. So he got the earful, and he started laughing because I stopped myself and I said, oh, I guess you didn't know that I was doing my job to take Hillary out. And he just started laughing. He said, you put a smile on my face. And I said, well, this is child's play. I said, I don't want to scare you off yet. I want to get your business. But then I was talking to another contractor. When I told him, I said, I might have an unfair competitive edge over the other salespeople in the field that are selling stone. When I tell them I'm doing my part, whatever I can do, whether it's getting butt-ass rabbit naked sitting in my pickup truck in 80-degree temperature or running around interrogating, antagonizing, demoralizing, and getting people to wake up, I will do whatever I will need to do to get the job done, to make a difference, and to get it right in November 16th, because this girl loves her country, and there's a lot of people that I do believe are waking up. Do we have enough yet? We can't be 100%. All I know is that when I listen to the polling, guys, so this morning I was listening, the independents are leaning towards the Republican side. Newt made a good point today when he said, as long as Donald J. Trump stays on point, he stays presidential. He made a great speech the other night, and he stays on that teleprompter. He's putting really good people around him. He's got the new campaign manager. You know, we've got to have some faith. Like I said to the John Van Buren, I believe God has his hand in this, because there's so many things that are lined up right now that if we don't get it right in November, I really won't know. I'll have to address it at the time, but it just seems that we've all collectively been working at this for a very long time to get into a unique situation. Because I say this, when did you think, and I don't want to hear anybody try and tell me that Donald J. Trump is a politician. He's not. He's a businessman. But someone could come forward as non-politically correct, speak from the cuff, speak for the blue-collar man and woman that is not getting their voice out there and getting the momentum, the traction, the support. He's got more votes than any other GOP nominee in history. And I believe that even the polling numbers, because Eric, you and I were talking about it, they're skewed no matter what. And the polling numbers that showed Hillary so far ahead, they admitted to polling 12 to 13% more on the left side anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Trump's only got one last hurdle, and that's the GOP convention coming up in the middle of July in Cleveland. And there's still a dump Trump group running around trying to figure out somehow to get Cruz in there, and we're fighting that every day. And there's also some things going on to, like, go pro-choice instead of pro-life. So there's a lot of battles we're going to see at the convention. I'm going to be one of those delegates from Montana fighting it all the way. So, but I just heard today, this would be interesting for all you guys. You probably haven't heard this yet, but the news was talking about the protesters were complaining that the rules were too strict for them to protest at the Republican convention. So they all got together with the city council and the police, and a judge even made a decision that they were too tough on the protesters, so they're going to modify what the protesters can get away with and put them closer to the crowd. So that's a bit scary.
What do you mean that they're moaning about they can't protest? I mean, what is all that about? Is that because
we had buffer zones of 3 miles from the convention center, and they have certain places?
They want their safe space.
Well, no, they want to be in our face. They want to get closer.
Is that because
Soros'
money is not
getting
through?
They want their space so they can be as violent as possible, as close as possible.
It's a bit scary. And every day you think about what you're going to be doing there and what those people are going to do to you. I tell you what, Eric,
over here, I have had conversations where I've educated people and gone, you have to understand that people get paid to go to Trump rallies to disrupt it.
Yeah.
You know. And
you're going to get paid for this.
Look at me
the Communist Party and the unions all pay their henchmen to come in and start these riots beatings and everything else they do. It's coming from the evil left.
I mean, Eric, what about...
Did we lose Mark? I think we lost Mark.
Sorry, I do apologize. I'm just going in and out. But Eric, what are the GOP trying to plan in regard to dumping Trump?
The GOP, the head of the GOP is actually saying that's not going to happen. We're not going to change the rules. We're not going to allow that to happen. And more people are leaning that way now. I just had a meeting last night, and we all agreed after a discussion that he's not a true conservative. You know, some people don't believe that, or a true evangelical, but we all agreed at the end that he's our man. He's got the votes. He's got the public behind him now. We got to get him through the convention. So it may not be
an issue. Hey, you guys, we got a minute left. Time flies when you're having a lot of fun. Mark, great having you, brother, back on the show. We're going to have to do this again.
Well, it's been great to be here, sister. You know that. And lovely to talk to you, Eric, as well.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk some more on the internet. Keep up the good battle over there.
And you guys.
And Mark can be found, Mark Sutherland, on Facebook. Eric Olson, tell everybody where you can be found, and then we got to wrap out of here.
Yeah, I'm also Eric Olson on Facebook, Eric Shrugged on Twitter. And I'm state president of Eagle Forum, so you can find Eagle Forum at eagleforum.org. So just check us out and watch for us and the excitement at the convention coming up.
God bless you guys. Thanks. This has been a great show. I always say I don't tell people where my whereabouts are. I'm far more deadly when I'm stealth-like and I'm not able to be actually spotted, because then my attack is that much more swifter. But go to Bella, BellaBanGelo.com, and go out And be Bella tomorrow. Pink bra, white t-shirt, pink lip gloss, and talk to every single person because we got to walk, talk, and think differently to get it right in November 16. Good night. God bless. God bless America. And ciao for now.